Shalom Rachel, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Pel Yoitz, Ois Aleph, Shir number 80, discussing our new topic of MS. The Pel Yoitz tells us as follows. We have to understand the value of what MS is. And just like anything in life, I was just talking to somebody last night, and I gave him a mashal, whatever discussion we had. It's not relevant to our topic, but I gave him a mashal. I said, you had a few boys who were playing ball, and then the ball went over the fence. They need another ball. So the host, they're playing ball in someone's backyard. He says, oh, don't worry. I know where there's another ball. He goes to his father's study. There's some scribble on the certain ball. Takes out that ball. They bang it up. As the father's coming home, the little 10-year-old boy comes back and says, hey, Dad, thanks. We were just using this ball. I'm going to go put it back in your case. The father's mouth drops. He asks for his son to look at the ball. And that Mickey Mantle signed autographed baseball is now black and blue. Okay, that's what it was. That's the marshal. I'm sure these things happened, by the way. Okay, I have a story off the record. I can tell you off the recording.
But I did not.
That was a marshal. Oh, okay. That was a marshal. you feel better now, I see. Okay, that's the marshal. But what do you want? What's the nimshal? The nimshal is we have to realize the little 10-year-old boy didn't realize the value of what that autographed signed Mickey Mantle baseball was worth. He didn't realize the value. That's why the Pel Yoitz brings a chazal and tells us we have to understand what does it mean if a person doesn't speak emes. We all know that the worst avera, worse than gilui arayos, worse than murder, to some degree, is avodah zarah. Why? Why? Because if rachmana litzlan a person does arayos, he did a horrific avera, but he's still saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his God. If a person kills somebody, Rachman Litzlan, he's still saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. If a person does Avodah Zarah, he's saying Hashem's not the Melech. Hashem's not the King. It's based on the Ran in Maseches Avodah Zarah that talks about Yayin Nezach and all these halachas. Says the Pel Yoitz, Amr Chazal, Shehamishane Diburay, one who changes his speech. You know what it means to change your speech? Means he's not saying emes. Is ka'oved avodah zarah. Is like he's worshipping idols. It's like he has another god. Oved avodah zarah. Is ka'oved avodah zarah. One who is not speaking emes is compared to oved avodah zarah. The oivei should be even worse for this than that marshal of the Mickey Mantle baseball, right? The Chassid, it says, Vayisi be'enav kimisateya, v'ashem lekim emes, v'yisomi emes, v'sayirasi emes, v'sheyus Yisrael, lo yasu avla, lo yidabru chazov, v'lo yimotze v'fiyim, loshin tarmis. He brings here a pasuk now, and he tells us first, he says, from the Maran Shabbos, Hashem elekim emes. Hashem's chaysomai, Hashem's signature is MS. It's MS. Or if you ever see a check that's signed MS, you know what it's from. It's from Neivishta. Because Baruch Hu's signature is MS. MS is Aleph, is the beginning of the Aleph base. Saf is the end of the Aleph base. And Mem is the middle of the Aleph base. Because it's MS. Sheker, first of all, the shin is not straight. It's bounces, right? It's on a tilt. Sheker Kuf Resh. It's at the end of the Aleph base, and it's out of order. You see that? Sheker is after the Kuf, and then the Resh. It's Kuf Resh Shin. Sheker is out of order.
What's the definition of Sheker?
Sheker is to lie. Yeah. It's a lie. False.
A lie about what?
Like whatever topic.
I'll meet you at 5, but I'm going to be there. Okay,
so I'll give you an example. If you tell somebody, I plan a meeting at 5, okay, and he comes at 5:30, you don't say he's lying. You know, he tells you, I apologize, I got stuck in traffic. Right? That's not called checker. You should pick up the phone and, you know, I mean, examples are endless. A person who tells somebody, I was there, I did something, and he was never there. That's called a lie. I mean, the examples are endless. Checker is endless, unfortunate amount of examples. Person says, I was there, I did something, and he was never there.
That's equal to idol worship.
That's exactly what he's telling us. You hear this? It's ka'oyve davoy dezar. That's exactly why we're learning this right now.
What
the Gemara says.
What does it say?
Where is it? Amru Chazal, Rabbi Seiner, Rabbi Seiner Zal. He brings from Chazal. Shehamishane diburoi, one who changes his speech, is ke'oivir avoydezara. That's from Chazal. Amru Rabbi Seiner, that's Chazal, right? So that's exactly what you're bringing out here, what's disturbing you. We have to realize the severity of this topic, that one is Mishane diburoi, is ke'oivir avoydezara. I'll give you another story. I was going to say the story yesterday, but we don't have time. I've said this in other shiurim over the years, so you might hear it and remember for different scenario. You want to know what sheker is? I'll tell you what sheker is. I went to a body shop to fix my car, and the man who takes pictures, this and that, he's at the counter. I'm standing on the counter, and he starts telling me a story. He says to me, you were shopping, and the person's cart hit your car and banged into your car. And when you came back from shopping, and I'm thinking, like, who is he talking to? What is he saying? I had no idea. I couldn't follow what was going on. And then I realized what happened. You see, I'm not in that parasha. I realized what happened. He was giving me a whole story for an insurance company of something that never happened. That's called a sheker. By the way, you ever hear those commercials where they say, they give you a whole scenario about insurance fraud? Okay, that's called sheker. That's called sheker. The man behind the counter, by the way, I counted my fingers after I shook his hand. Okay, the man behind the counter, he's telling me a whole fabricated story of a lie, what I should tell an insurance company. I'm thinking to myself, like, what is he doing here? That's called sheker. It's ke'oyved avoyde zara. Like idolatry. And if you want to understand why that is, because let's go to the root of it. Why does a person lie? Because he says, if I don't lie, I'm going to come out at the bottom. I'm going to lose. What's he forgetting about? He's forgetting about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's forgetting about Chaysamoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. I'm here. Hashem says, I'm here. I see what happened. Yes, you know what? You might lose out in this scenario because you can't prove your innocence. I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. It might be your kapara right now. It might be painful. It might be financially beyond your budget to deal with this. But that's an explanation. I think we can appreciate it better now. Why it's ke'oyved avoyde zara. Why it's like he's an idol worshiper. He doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he's lying to get ahead. Wait a minute, you don't believe in Hashem? Hashem's taking care of everything. Hashem is the boss, not that man behind the counter.